This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Mason Crosby Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. And joining us now, you may recognize him from such game-winning kicks as this past Sunday at Lambeau. He is Brandon McManus. Brandon, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. Excited to be here.
What's up, Brandon?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, good to hear from you. I'm glad you could pop on. Really appreciate you jumping on the show with us. And I sent you a text after the game. You know, I was proud of you. That was awesome to step up. I know, you hadn't been in a situation like that in, just a little bit. So to be able to go out there and execute that kick, that was big time. And I would just love to hear kind of your first thoughts of being in Lambeau, especially, I know you played there, in 2019 against us, but, being on the other side, what that experience was like. Just kind of walk us through what your first experience in Lambeau Field was.
Yeah, of course. And, I've known you, for a long time now. So, more than happy to hop on your new show.
Mitch wanted me to ask if I influenced you and your kicking, experience at all. He thinks I'm like, 58 years old. So, seeing if, maybe you followed me, in your childhood days into your kicking journey, but I'm not going to give him that pleasure.
I did enjoy playing against you, obviously.
Yeah, we've known each other a long time.
All-time player. But, I was super honored, and was excited when I got the call from Green Bay. I'd be excited to have another opportunity, especially at such a storied franchise. And obviously an incredible, incredible stadium and fan base. And, it was dream come true, the first game in Lambeau, to have an opportunity to come down to my foot at the end of the game, when at times it seemed like we were shooting ourselves in the foot throughout the game, and so it was just super cool to my first moment in Lambeau Field to come down to that field goal. And luckily, I told you, luckily the heaters were on. It was still nice and beautiful out here in Green Bay. So
they did give you a nice warm welcome there. It definitely it looked like a perfect day. Field is still just lush green and nice. I know I heard a clip of you mentioning the practice field and some of the wind that you had to practice in this week. And I will tell you, buddy, here in about a month or so, that that wind will still be blowing, but it's going to be about 15 degrees out there. And they might practice some of the practice inside, but you always go outside and kick field goals. So you'll get plenty of reps in the frigid temps there in Green Bay. So you'll have the amount of reps you need to get prepared. But it's a great place. Where are you staying there in Green Bay? They put you in a hotel for a little bit, and then as you find a place.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, me in a hotel so I find a place. That's what's so cool, like I said, about playing for that, Packers now, is just the amount of fans that travel in and come and stay. It's a little difficult to find a place because all the weekends are booked out and for everything, but
they got to kick you out of your room for the weekend so they can make their money.
But yeah, no, I'm excited to be up there. I know, like I said, as you mentioned, the practice field and it'll continue to get colder and colder. I just have to warm my blood up a little bit and get used to the cold again. Just been down in Florida a little bit, but that's the cool thing that when I talk to them, they will practice outside all the time, and I'll get the reps I need. And Daniel and Matt have been great so far with. Continue to rep how I want the operation to look, and the coaches Rich Bisaccia and Byron, they've done a great job of trying to learn and understand how I'd like to operate it versus they've had some younger guys in here who didn't really have a routine or operation,
exactly.
So they were kind of running it themselves versus I always consider us more of like closers for pitchers in baseball. And, there's a certain routine expectation that I have for myself that I try to put down, to lay across to the other two people in our operation. And, they've all been phenomenal.
That's great. Yeah. Did Rich have you go through the drill stuff this week? Like the tap drills and like all the things? The first time he was like, hey, we're doing all this stuff. He's throwing balls, at the time it was Pat O'Donnell and just like firing, snaps at him. And then it was like, all right, we're going to take 100 snaps. You're going to tap these balls. We're going to do all these things. It was just like, all right. I was about to get ready, for practice, but I guess we'll do this right now.
So Wednesday was funny. We did all that and, he was like, all right, well, your field goal session with the team is in 5 minutes. I'm like, I haven't even talked to them about how I like the ball to be held yet.
Exactly.
And, we have 25-mile-per-hour crosswinds, and they don't even know my name yet. So
just throw you in the fire, man. That's what we do, right? You show up and you say, all right, we'll get the job done, whatever you need.
Hey, kicker's going to kick, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
You're going to go out there and you're going to get it done. But let's talk about the kick a little bit more. So obviously there was a first attempt field goal, a snap op. Everything looked perfect. They called a late timeout, which I didn't even think they had gotten it in. I mean, it looked like refs weren't moving. You hit the ball. Talk through that. I talked a little bit about it yesterday, kind of my experiences there, but this situation in particular. And then the second snap, just a little low and inside. It looked like the laces that were out. As I looked a little closer, people were talking about the snap. It was a little on his leg, but it was in low. They did a great job getting it down. Laces were out, and you stayed smooth and knocked it through. But, maybe talk some nuances of, like, what that does in that moment and, kind of the mindset of, like, how to approach those things.
Yeah, I've always been a firm believer. I've always liked the practice kick. If someone's going to give me a free opportunity to understand what the wind's doing or to – to make me feel, even better about the kick, I've always taken that opportunity. So, especially when they call it that late, I never understood why they call it so late. If you are going to call a timeout, if that's your prerogative.
Totally agree.
I would call it, the moment I take my first step back, probably. That way it doesn't give me an opportunity to kick the ball, especially, like I said, it was a pretty nice day. But if conditions are a lot worse and you don't want to give me a practice attempt, to see what the wind's doing, how far the ball's going to move. So I've always liked the practice kick. The first one was great. Obviously, we had a couple extra points earlier in the game, so it helped us kind of see the whole rhythm and the speed in the game, with the rush, what the rush team does. Houston's a very good rush team, you know, swimming the C gaps and stuff. So it definitely helps being on that left hash, because I think they're better players, or they're better rushers on the right side. So if it was on the other hash, it probably it would have made it a little more difficult. But
yeah, they set you up perfect. You know, I think that side, it would look like a little right to left wind, put you on the left hash, just kind of hit it right up into it.
And the first thing was great. I think Daniel did a great job. I think the snap was fine. It didn't necessarily look too bad to me. See the replay, just a little low. But like I said, Daniel's done a great job. I heard stories of him last year. He's in the hallway in training camp as a rookie snapper, and he's getting 150 holds in the hallway in the hotel at night. So that's a testament to him and his work ethic, and he really cares about holding a lot. So that's obviously a huge positive for us kickers to understand that he understands the importance of it and helping us out. So he did a great job getting the ball down, and I've had a lot of opportunities to make game-winning field goals in the past, and just kind of I kind of just lean on that memory of what I've done in the past and stay smooth and just kick it through.
Yeah, obviously, no issue with how strong your leg is too. And what you're 6'4", 6'5", is that right?
6'4".
Yeah, a big kicker. I've always been impressed.
Can you dunk a basketball?
Yes.
All right.
Only 1 foot jump, though. Not 2 foot jump, only one.
All right. 1 foot, one hand. I love it, though. But, it was fun to watch. And, I was happy for you. And tell me about, you went ahead. It took me, I don't think I did a Lambeau leap until year 12. So you already got that out of the way. You went right up and got it done.
I just think, grew up watching, when Leroy Butler did it the first time, and grew up watching. I was like, this is the first game there. I said, what the heck? Let's just do it. Didn't realize. I always knew, always heard it was kind of higher, and then I did a double foot jump. Thought I could make it. It's needed a lot of help from the fans, so I appreciate that.
A little pull up. Hopefully it didn't look too bad, because sometimes they show that in the team meeting if your Lambeau leap is pretty bad. So just a heads up that if there was a little rejection on the wall, you might see that in the team meeting come Wednesday.
I've been in the locker room long enough. I already knew that's already prepared myself.
You're ready. So. All right. Get the mind right.
Brandon McManus joining us on the Mason Crosby Show. In a scheduling quirk, of course, the Packers are at Jacksonville this week. Is it helpful that, like, obviously you played in Jacksonville last year? It's a stadium you know. Does that help, or you've been in the league long enough? Does it not make that much of a difference that Green Bay's in Jacksonville this week?
Yeah, I don't know if it makes that much of a difference. I have fresh familiarity with it, which is nice. But I just think that I've probably attempted, other than maybe I've played in the negative degrees, but I haven't done maybe like negative 20 before. But I've attempted a kick pretty much in every wind weather scenario my career so far, and so I feel pretty comfortable in any scenario situation. I've always been a big fan of kicking off grass. So anytime we're kicking off grass, it's a good, good thing for me. And, like I said, it'll be good to kind of get down there in another warmer climate area as I continue to get ready for the cold coming in.
Man. Yeah. I'm glad you said that, 'cause I talked about that last week, and, we're kind of cut from the same cloth. I feel like how we approach, our kicking situation. So, couple last things for me, and then we'll wrap it up. And again, appreciate you. I know Tuesdays are, kind of day off, trying to get, the week started and, refresh, getting ready. But, my question is, are you going to sneak out as the weather's still nice and try to swing the golf clubs there in Green Bay? If you need any restaurant suggestions, just hit me up. I, know all the spots there, obviously being up there for a long time. And then, if you just get with the equipment guys early on gear. Comfort for the cold games is, it's what you can tolerate as far as bulk, and then you know, just getting with those guys and making sure you have the right stuff. Cause, yeah, it's tricky, you know, sometimes cause you'll put too much on and then you're like, oh gosh, I can't even move. So, you got to make sure that you have the right balance. And, you know, those equipment guys are up there are so awesome. Odie and, T-Bone. And, you know, I know Red's not there anymore, but Brian Nearing, oh man, you know, great group up there. So, you know, just make sure those guys take care of you. But, yeah. And there, hopefully they don't put y'all at TPC Sawgrass staying right by it, you know, in Jacksonville, because you'll be tempted to go over there and play whenever y'all fly in.
Yeah, you know, just so the fans know, I texted Mason after, you know, I'd signed, you know, looking for some insight, you know, about, you know, certain things to wear, stuff like that. You know, although, you know, this is my 12th year, you know, I still going to lean on the wily veteran that makes sense to understand. How to help myself succeed and help this team win. And I won't be, I don't think, golfing this week. But fortunate enough, you know, it was a quick turnaround with me, you know, working out and signing there. I didn't really have any clothes up there, so, you know, they let me sneak down here, you know, pack up a couple suitcases and, you know, give my wife and kids a hug and kiss. And I'll come back up there to Green Bay later today. So
nice. Okay, so you know, pop back home for me.
Yeah, pop back home just to pack up the next couple months, and you know, pack up until what, February 9th, whenever the Super Bowl is. So,
that's right.
I will be hitting you up about the food, though. I'm a big foodie, so.
Perfect. Yep. Just text me anytime. And again, hopefully we'll get you back on after, you know, another game winner or, you know, big game here coming down the stretch. But, you know, always good talking to another specialist and picking your brain. And we were talking earlier, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Spies Like Us, where they're like, doctor, doctor, doctor. So we're kind of like that as kickers, you know, we bounce off each other and we're just like, oh, kicker, kicker. It's all good, man. But I appreciate you, and really, thanks for taking the time to jump on and you know, help boost our show up.
Yeah, of course. I appreciate any time.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later. Appreciate it, Brandon.
Take care. Thank you, guys.
That was awesome. Brandon McManus. I mean, I could listen to you and him. I could go, like, I could just, you know, sit in the corner and listen to you guys for an hour, just talk about it. And like you said, it's not about, like, the nuances of kicking, but it's just the shared experience of, like, what it's like and what, you know, what to look out for. You giving him pointers about, like, who to talk to in the, you know, the equipment guys and stuff like that. Man, I love that. That stuff's so cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, fortunately, I literally had the same equipment staff my whole career there in Green Bay, and they're still, you know, for the most part, all rolling along. So it's, you know, they have all the knowledge. I just would pick their brains and make sure I had the stuff. And it was like, hey, you got any, like, kind of sneaky good, you know, cold weather gear that, you know, might not just be the team issued NFL stuff. Like, they, you know, they'd throw me socks, they'd give me some things that, like, you know, were very helpful. So
nice. Very cool.
I'd wear them kind of underneath the surface.
We will share more reaction to the Brandon McManus interview when we come back on the Mason Crosby Show. We are broadcasting live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.